Father, we just thank you for your presence in this place. We're seeking you right now, Lord, because we want to know your perfect will. And you are the all-knowing God. And you know us better than we know ourselves. So we're just asking you right now, Father, to speak to each of us and show us your perfect plan. Lord, we thank you that you are pleased with us because we are your children. Holy Spirit, help us. You know the situation that we're in right now, and you've been sent to be our helper. And Jesus, we thank you that we get to know you on a personal, intimate level. And we want to be just like you. And we thank you for that promise. You said that we do hear you. And so right now, we're listening and we're hearing what you're saying. Jesus, we thank you that your grace is sufficient. That your strength is made perfect in weakness. Abba, will you show us right now what we look like from your perspective? Thank you. Lord, what do you want to say about listening to you? My voice is crystal clear. You already hear my voice. You do recognize me. And at times, if you're not sure it's me, why not ask? And I'll make it very obvious to you. You know that I lead you by peace, don't you? I have given you my perfect peace. Because you keep your mind stayed on me, don't you? And you have chosen to trust me with all your heart and not lean on your own understanding. My grace has given you things that you didn't deserve and you could never deserve or earn or merit on your own. I've given you the ability to hear me perfectly, clearly, on the inside. Right now, do you hear that still, small voice? That's me. I can only speak the truth because that is what is in me. And since I ask you to speak the truth in love, don't you think I do that as well? It is my perfect love that casts out fear. Ask me right now what perfect love looks like for you and me, and I'll reveal it to you. Now, did you see how simple and easy that was for me to answer that question? I haven't given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I've already promised you that you have the mind of Christ. I'm stretching you to believe me for bigger dreams. Are you game? Will you be willing to be willing to trust me for so much more? When I start revealing to you very specific directions for your life, make sure you write it down, because I want you to remember it. If for some reason you forget, you can always ask Holy Spirit, because He brings all things back to your remembrance. And He leads you in the truth, doesn't He? You know what I'd like you to do for me? Get used to having a continuous conversation with me. Just talk with me out loud. I don't care if anybody's around watching or listening to you. It's going to help you with your confidence in hearing me more clearly. But again, it's your choice. You can listen to me as much as you want. True? Did you know I listen to you 100% of the time? I don't ever say, "What'd you say again? I didn't hear you." Because I give you my full attention and focus. Can you start doing that now? Giving me your attention and your focus? I want you to behold my glory. And when you do, your life is going to be transformed into my perfect image and my dear Son. Is that something you're interested in? You choose what to focus on, don't you? You choose to listen to whoever you want to listen to. So now, I simply want you to rest in my presence and listen to what I'm about to reveal to you, because it can literally be life transforming for you.